We've got some moms here today. Moms, raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the gift of life. We've got some perfect moms here. Raise your hand if you're a perfect mom. Not even that one over there. My mother's here today, and actually in her humility and honesty, she didn't even raise her hand. But we know, we do this. We honor moms today. We travel to be with you. We prepare meals for you. We give you flowers on this day, those signs of life. Though I don't know that I'm doing so well, because mom traveled here. She was working on the meal yesterday, and she was helping me with my geraniums. So, big failure on my part. But we have to. We have to honor you for the love and the support that you have given us through the years. Whether you're able to be with us today or whether your moms have long since passed, we honor and pray for and we love them. Love you today. We also, on this day, very fittingly acknowledge that the church is a mother. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 169, says that salvation comes from God alone, but because we receive life through the church, she is our mother. Sounds a little old-fashioned, but we still say it sometimes, Holy Mother Church. And it makes sense to us, because mothers give life from within. Fathers, conversely, give life from outside of themselves. Little side note there, that's a big part of the reason why we call God our Father, besides that Jesus told us to pray that way, but because he generates life outside of himself. We are not all part of God. He creates. And he does so within Holy Mother Church, who gives life from within. We grow up within the church. The baptismal font is sometimes spoken of as a womb. We are born out of the waters of baptism. We're fed from the very body of the church. But most clearly, in the body and blood of our Lord here today. And so we support and love her, as we support and love our own mothers, even though, and we all know this, that the church is made up of sinners. You only have to read the first reading in today's Mass to know that. Peter stands up in the midst of his brothers, Peter a sinner, in the midst of the apostles, all sinners. But the agenda of the day is figuring out what to do since Judas is no longer there. Judas, who the scholars say the Lord alludes to in the gospel, speaking of the son of destruction, the one who killed himself after betraying Jesus, one of the ones handpicked by our Lord himself to be his first priests. And he betrayed the Lord, and he refused his mercy. The church is not made up of perfect people. It's only made up of sinners. Only, of course, our Blessed Mother was the one without sin. She and her son alone. The rest of us all, sinners, one and all. So what do we do for her? What do we do for this Mother, our church? I've got three suggestions in case you didn't get her a card. Number one, you pray for her. We do so at every Mass, right? At each and every Mass, we have an obligation to pray for this, because we're not in this alone. Even if you happen to have a chance to go to Mass where it's just you and the priest alone, it's not just about you. We pray for the church universal. We're part of something so much bigger. That's why, in a particular way, during these days from Ascension Thursday to next Sunday to Pentecost, we're praying this novena as a parish. These 9 days of prayer for the coming of the Holy Spirit all the more into all of her members. And we celebrate next week the birthday of the church. Little side note, we're encouraged to wear red on Pentecost, in part to remember the fire of the Holy Spirit, but I hope also to give a visual of like this giant birthday cake for our Blessed Mother, for our Mother of the Church, as we gather here in her presence, as we gather here within the church. We pray for her. Second, we support her. This is where the subject of tithing comes in. Our mother's no spring chicken. We're not either. We need to support her. Just this week, Paul and the staff and I were trustees. We're looking at the budget. You all know, things are getting expensive these days. We're doing well at St. Mary's. We've got a good number of people in church, but the budget is going to hurt. It's going to pinch this year. And I know so many of you have already been so generous over the years with us. Thank you. Thank you for doing so. But I have to continually remind you, just in case the temptation comes, oh, we'll just put that one on the back burner. The generosity is important, yes, for the church, but it's also important for us. We have an obligation as her sons and daughters to support our mother. Thank you for doing so in a generous spirit. So we pray for her. We're generous with her. And thirdly, the third gift we can give is to try to be a source of unity in her. I hope you saw there was an article just last week the Associated Press put out with a number of good insights about the church. This was an outsider looking in. This was not a church article. But it spoke of the different generations. And there were some good insights that spoke of, you know, trends of what's appealing to young people in the church today. Good insights for one and all as how we continue to try to draw others in. But I have to admit, it's also a sad article because it speaks of divisions. Jesus prays in our gospel today, keep them in your name, Father, that you have given me, so that they may be one, as you and I are one. Now, brothers and sisters, how are we doing with being a source of unity, in particular through the generations, young and old? Such a joy to see some of those generations represented here today. How are we doing, though, with the ones that aren't? How are we extending the olive branch, extending a hand, a sign of love, a word of love, an invitation to fill the church with all of her children? That's what every one of you moms wants, isn't it? To have her family united. It's not always possible. And that's a point of sadness for us all. Some, it's true, will refuse that love. But we extend the hand nonetheless. We invite, we pray, we support, and we gather for that beautiful meal that is the Holy Eucharist, so that we might be fed by our Lord and our Mother.